Winter storm warning till 1 a.m. Friday. Let's check in with Alex Doty from the Ottawa County Road Commission. Good morning, my friend. How's it going out there?
It's going all right, all things considered. How are you today?
I'm well. My ride-in, you know, it was interesting, to say the least. You know, I come from Grand Rapids, and once I got to Coopersville, then it got dicey. And then Spring Lake, it got really dicey, and then it started blowing and all of that. So what are the elements that the crews are dealing with today?
Yeah, you kind of mentioned it there, you know, regarding your drive-in there. Crews are dealing with a lot of blowing snow, drifting snow, frigid temperatures, cold temperatures, and all that adds up to make for a challenging response for our crews and to, you know, keep up with the weather that's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, is the salt even going to work in these temperatures?
Not, you know, if the wind's cutting like it is and the blowing like it is and the temperatures are like they are right now, that salt isn't going to be as effective as it would be if it was sunny out, you know, warmer temperatures. So that is a challenge that just compounds with everything else going on.
How many crews do you have out right now?
I think we're fully, you know, we got everybody out on the road.
Okay.
So, you know, all, you know, probably, you know, 60, 70, 80 drivers, depending on, you know, how they got those crews allocated.
That's amazing. And how many hours do they work?
Yeah, so, you know, our night crew comes in, you know, a little bit early, so they work long shifts, you know, from 7 p.m. to probably 6 a.m., and then our day shift comes in 4 a.m. and probably won't leave today till 6 or so, depending on how conditions go.
Wow, those are long, long days. Any advice that you have for people that have to go out on the roads today?
Yeah, you know, if you have to go out, just be sure you drive slow and take it easy. The pavement, you know, even though it might look scraped or dry, it could be slick and icy just because if the salt does work and then it freezes back up because of the wind, that can make conditions slick. Plus the blowing snow and then the wind makes it challenging just to keep, you know, your car going straight. And, you know, there's no chance, too, that, you know, there could always be spots that have snow-covered areas. So just, you know, watch out and take it slow.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you have to clean off all the snow on your car. I want to stress that. It's actually a state law. And people don't do that, and then they come flying down the road, and all the snow on their car goes right on your windshield. So, yeah, clean off your car.
Yeah, absolutely. It's visibility concern and a hazard when folks do that.
Yeah. Well, I think your crews are going to be working nonstop. I mean, this goes all the way till 1 a.m. Friday. We don't know if it'll be extended, and you know, we don't know what the next couple of days will bring. I guess we'll just take it I'm taking things 1 hour at a time. I just, you know, I left so early this morning to get here, and I'm glad I got here safely. You stay safe out there, and if we need to talk tomorrow, we can do that, okay?
Sounds good. Stay safe, everyone.
All right. Thanks. That's Alex Doty from the Ottawa County Road Commission on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. And that is a hotline that you can call as well. I want to encourage you to do that. If you have a suggestion that you want to hear, the number is 846-0446. It's the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline.